This week's parasha begins by celebrating and extolling the life and virtues of Sarah Imenu. The pasuk says Sarah lived Me'eshana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim, 127 years. Then the pasuk concludes Shnei Chaya Sarah. These are the years of Sarah. These three words seem redundant, so why were they added? So Rashi explains Kulam shava l'toiva. All of Sarah's years were equally good. But the question is, how is this a praise of Sarah, that she lived a good life? How does this highlight her righteousness? So Reb Shalom Shvadron, the famous Magid of Yerushalayim in his Sefer Lev Shalom, says something so beautiful. If we examine the challenges and the difficulties that Sarah had to endure for the first 90 years of her life, being barren for all those years without any hope of conceiving, and being captured twice, enduring great famine, traveling in hostile countries, versus the joy and excitement she experienced after she turned 90, when she finally gave birth to Yitzchak, you would think that she led two different lives. The first 90 years, which consisted of pain and anguish and suffering, and the last 37 years, where she experienced tremendous joy and happiness. So the Torah comes along and tells us, Shnei Chaya Sarah, Kolam Shava L'Toiva. For Sarah Imenu, they were all equal. She never lost hope. Even in those difficult times, she never despaired. She was never discouraged. She never lost faith that one day Hashem would help her conceive and she will become the founding matriarch of Klal Yisrael. And perhaps with this explanation, we now understand the Torah's juxtaposition between the death of Sarah and the episode of Avram acquiring the Ma'arsa Machpelah from Ephron. The Mishnah says in Sechtes Avos that Avram was tested with 10 Nisyonis v'amad b'kulam, and he withstood all of them. Most Mepharshim understand that the Akedah was Avram's most difficult, his most supreme test. However, the Rabbein Yoina disagrees. He says that Avram's 10th and most challenging test was negotiating with Ephron. Why is that considered the most difficult test? Because human logic dictates that it is easier for a person to accept something unpleasant when they perceive it as coming min Hashemayim, because they feel it is beyond their control. However, when pain and suffering are inflicted by another human being, it becomes much harder to accept, because they perceive it as preventable. So now let's examine Avram's day. He has the traumatic experience of the Akedah, where he almost sacrificed his only son. He returns home and discovers that his wife Sarah has passed away. Okay, this is all min Hashemayim. But now he begins negotiating with Ephron, a greedy, corrupt, dishonest person. Ephron purports to be this gracious and generous person. He pretends as if he's going to do Avram the greatest favor by giving him the burial plot for free. But of course, he now wants an exorbitant price of 400 silver shekels for the land. His generosity is proven to be bogus and disingenuous. He seeks to take advantage of Avram, being that he's in a desperate situation. So given the circumstances, we would understand if now Avram would become upset and angry. This land really belongs to me. Eretz Yisrael was promised to the Jewish people. Why do I have to put up with this con artist? But Avram kept his poise. He kept his composure. He carried himself with dignity. He showed Ephron respect, like he was the most upstanding businessman, having complete faith that if that's what Hashem decreed, I accept it wholeheartedly. I have complete faith that even though this misery appears as if it's inflicted by a human being, I understand that this is all part of Hashem's master plan. Avram took his cue from his wife Sarah. Even in times of adversity, his faith never wavered. And that is the connection between the death of Sarah and the episode of Ephron. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.